Once known by another name, he is now Dave the Mess. This is the moment he steps inside the motel room for the very first time. Our journey begins here. I woke up with my stomach touching my back. No more credit from the dealers, no more running the trap. And my girl won't stop running that yap. All this pressure gonna make Dave wanna collapse. And the hotel TV's broke. While I'm looking in the ashtray for something to smoke, I'm probably not the person you wanna provoke. Cause if you ate Dave on, then you're gonna get yoked. Yo, the only thing that I got is my music. Devil on my shoulder, trying not to choose it. Willie in my phone, I'm trying not to use it. I know I'm worth something and I'm really trying to prove it. And if you're listening, here's a word to the wise. Your girl ain't gonna like selling burgers and fries. See those corns on her feet and the hurt in her eyes? Her saying that she hates you won't be a surprise. I don't wanna be the dude that I used to be. Don't want people in this motel to get used to me. Not being the butt of the joke is news to me. I refuse to let this rope become the noose for me. I gotta change who I'm hanging with. Who's that? And y'all don't wanna see me on that tip. I'm living on the edge, and I made myself a pledge that I wouldn't crash out. Dave the Mess, give thanks to it. Who's that peeping in my window? Wow, nobody now. Who's that peeping in my window? Let's go. Dave had only one option, one choice. That was to get clean. What he didn't know was that the next 6 months would be spent in this room shaping the most powerful version of himself he'd ever become. And now, let's rewind back to where we are.